Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium. And everywhere else at 8 p.m.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That's why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
You get our son.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 107. Jeff Lowe, Ken Jack Troll Ballins. We're not midway through December, but let's just say we almost are. Got a little holiday theme for you here for this episode and for the rest of the month, actually. We're going to be doing news. We have obviously big news, probably some of the biggest news of the year for movies with the release of a massive trailer that came out, which I'm sure everyone's seen at this point. And then we're going to do top five movie items that you'd want for Christmas. So not props necessarily, but items from a movie. The audience list is interesting. We'll get to it. I'm not maybe open for some roasting potentially. We'll see. What's going on though, other than that?
Not too much, man. I didn't sleep much last night. Baby was very, very naughty. Kept me up. So I'm struggling. You guys are going to have to carry the show.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the Chargers have 10 wins for the first time since 2009. What were you up to in 2009, Trill?
I was in graduate school.
Yeah, I was a 10th grade.
Wow. That's
we have an age difference between us, man. I don't know if you know this. It's pretty cool.
It makes me feel really old, dude.
Yeah, that's cool. All three of our teams won today, actually. So that's something else. That happened again for the third time recently, I think, which is kind of crazy. Anything else? Christmas shopping? People doing some Christmas shopping? Trill, I know you were shopping a little bit this weekend. Was it more for personal pleasure than Christmas?
Yeah, it was more for pleasure. You know, just getting out there. It's just love to shop during the Christmas season. There's nothing better. Going to the malls when they're crowded. Just real, real good, dude.
I didn't go Christmas shopping. I'm an asshole and just do Amazon gifts because I just bad at picking gifts. Like, I've learned this over the course of time, so I just let the other people pick gifts of an appropriate price range.
Sorry, I'm gonna be honest with you guys right now. So I opened up Twitter and I saw like one of the promoted stories was like a woman shares her heart attack symptoms in an effort to help others, and like one of them is like pain ran across my upper back, shoulder blades, and equally down both arms, and I've been having like back pain and shoulder pain for a while now, and now I'm convinced.
It's impending.
So now I'm kind of freaked out, to be honest.
I have the same. We're on the same bus. I have massive back and shoulder issues right now. So we might just be having heart attacks. I don't know.
Maybe it's going around.
Maybe.
Contagious. Yeah, they do say that. Since we all are always recording in the same exact spot, it would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so football, cool. Christmas, cool. We're not sure what we're going to review this week. We might do like a Christmas type movie, maybe a Netflix thing. Not sure. Maybe Mowgli. The movies we were going to review, like Can You Ever Forgive Me, Mary Queen of Scots, all that stuff. It's like not easy to see all those right now for some odd reason. And actually this past weekend, we won't get into the story really, but just worth noting, it was like one of the worst weekends at the box office of the year, maybe the worst weekend of the year. So kind of a weird time for us to review something, 'cause it feels like everything's jam packed in the next couple of weeks, but we have plenty. Bumblebee, Aquaman, Mary Poppins, Vice, all that coming. But this week, we haven't quite figured out what we're going to review yet, but we will get to that. Other than that, let's talk about the big trailer. the big trailer that everyone's talking about. I know people wanted to break down the second it came out. We weren't able to do that. You know, we're limited resource wise. Obviously, I'm talking about the Kenneth Branagh film, All Is True, the Shakespeare biopic. We finally got the big trailer. What did we think? I thought it was thought it looked like a pile of shit, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a little redundant. I don't know. Just I don't know who's looking forward to a Shakespeare movie right now. And I know the hype machine is always behind Shakespeare. Like, they have their crazy shills that always come out to defend him. If you ever talk shit about them, they're like, yeah, Shakespeare, like, he wrote everything. Like, they own every, he owns basically every big piece of literature. Like, it's just a guy. And I thought Kenneth Branagh looked like shit as him, and his wife is dead. His wife is Judi Dench, who's like 30 years his senior, like, in reality. And just, like, I don't know. I'm not a big Shakespeare guy. And if that makes me like a hipster or something, then yeah, I'm fine with that. What about you, Troy?
I thought he looked like the Quaker Oats man. I thought this was the Quaker Oats man biopic. Well, I don't know if it's a biopic. Was the Quaker Oats man a real dude?
Let me look that up.
It's definitely a real guy.
That dude, that Quaker Oats guy, got some deep secrets. You can see it in his eyes.
That should be the next National Treasure.
Absolutely. Just so, wait. So the Quaker Oats guy is stealing stuff, or he is Nick Cage's character Benjamin Franklin Gates is trying to the Quaker Oats guy kind of looks like Ben Franklin, right?
If you hunt down the Quaker Oats treasure, I think would be the plan here. I don't eat oatmeal a lot. I don't know about you guys.
There's a cool, like, Pinkberry-style oatmeal place in the city, though. It was on Shark Tank. I was kind of intrigued by it. It means I'd have to go walk and go get it, though, so I'm not going to do that.
Something I'll say about oatmeal, I feel like it's, like, another thing, sort of like maybe mint, that's, like, an old people food. Like, it's just soggy bread. It's, like, meal. Like something they fed you during the Great Depression or something to save, like, real food for the rich people.
It is oatmeal.
Yeah,
like, I love oatmeal.
I feel like it's something they should feed to horses only.
Oatmeal, yeah. Oatmeal can be dressed up really good, and it's also made a little superfood type comeback because now people make those overnight oats.
I used to do that a lot.
Wait, what are the overnight oats?
You never did those? It's great.
You like combine a bunch of superfoods, and like you can put peanut butter and stuff, and you let it sit overnight in your fridge. It's very high caloric intake, but like, for example, in The Office, Francis does it, and he's like yoked out and in good shape. So I guess, like, if you work out and stuff, it works well. But like, for us, like, we shouldn't be doing it, basically. Yep.
But the problem is, like, Francis will eat that and then he probably will have like 300 calories the rest of the day. I'd have 1200 calories worth of oatmeal for breakfast and eat another 3000.
Yeah. What do you call it? I had a girlfriend that was super into that, and when we lived together, she used to put, like, basically you put half the container of like a mason jar or something with oats, and then the other half with like almond milk, and then their toppings or whatever, like blueberries, like whatever, peanut butter, sugar, and then you like basically wake up in the morning and then mix it up, and then you just eat it. It's like suck it down your gullet with a funnel. Mm. It sticks to your ribs.
That's delicious.
You know, I think the moral of the story here is, though, you guys know,
Kenneth Branagh is should be canceled.
Is there anything more off-putting than in a biopic when the person just looks like somebody kind of playing the person they're playing? Like, he really, like, from the forehead, the middle of the forehead up, it just looks like so fake. Like, it just looks so fake and not like William Shakespeare. It just looks wrong. Like, something just looks bad about it.
Terrible. No, I mean, I'm a big Hamilton fan, so I'm completely comfortable with that.
All right. Well, I guess that movie, we've gotten that bit out of the way. Let's get to Avengers. Avengers, the most watched trailer ever at this point, broke all the records as expected. It was supposed to be released on last Tuesday, and then our former president died, and it got pushed to Friday. So we unfortunately couldn't talk about it with Kevin Smith. So now we're talking about it now. Avengers Endgame. We no longer have to call it Avengers 4. It was a very short teaser trailer that showed almost nothing, which is kind of what we had hoped for. We talked to Kevin Smith about it, and he wanted to see everything. Where I think Kenjack and I lined up with wanting to see nothing, really. Just, I wanted to set the table. Tell me where some people are. Show me what some of them look like. Maybe give me one little, you know, nugget here and there. That's literally exactly what we got. Trill, though, you're a guy who, if they leaked the script right now, you would probably read it if you had the time to do it. So you were, I think, a little more disappointed.
I don't know. I wasn't disappointed. I'm just not in the mindset to be excited by it right now. And I am in the small, minority of people in that I actively very much like Avengers, but at the same time, the trailer did nothing for me because I know how much they can change or mislead us with this trailer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking anything, you know, like people are like taking screenshots. It's like, what does this mean? It's like, it doesn't matter except for the slap in there. Like that was pretty unexpected. It all can be moved around or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that I'm happy with how the amount that they revealed in the trailer. I don't know if people were expecting it to be like a full length trailer, and you know, they're gonna put a whole bunch out there, almost like they did with the one really good Infinity War trailer, which was awesome. Like they're gonna have that still. Like this was just the prelude to it. So you know, cool your britches. Anyone freaking out?
People I've learned don't know what the difference between a teaser and a full trailer are. Like I actually tweeted, I defended somebody online who was getting, they're like, it's not dropping Friday. Why would Disney do that without an announcement? It's like, they literally dropped Lion King 2 weeks ago without an announcement. Like there's now literal precedent for this within the last 3 weeks. And I said, I would expect this to probably be on the teaser side. And someone's like, no, they said trailer. Like, yeah, that's a teaser trailer. That's the same fucking thing. So I actually thought when it came out, I'm like, oh, no, people are going to be pissed. But the reaction was wildly, overwhelmingly positive. And I think that's why, like, Disney's played this perfect marketing-wise, because you have people chomping at the bit, screaming for it, and then you, like, wet everyone's whistle just enough, but you tell them almost nothing. I was shocked you even saw Hawkeye already, or Ronan is what I'm assuming they're going to be calling him. And then even showing Paul Rudd at the end, seeing Scott Lang out of the quantum realm. So, like, they showed more than I even expected them to show, to be honest.
Yeah, the Ronan thing was the only thing that really surprised me out of there. Everything seemed – because I think we knew Ant-Man was going to be in this.
Yeah, for sure. He was definitely going to come back.
And I think we knew Hawkeye was going to be in it, but I didn't think they would show Ronan in the trailer. I thought that would be, like, a big reveal in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. And that's why I was a bit surprised by that. I think also you do raise the best point, though, in the fact that they do manipulate these trailers. Obviously, the first two Avengers trailers last year, a lot of the stuff they showed didn't actually happen. Mm-hmm. One scene was made just for the trailer. This one, I've heard that some of the hair has been changed to make it look like they're all around the same time period. So it's very misleading. I think the only thing that you know for sure is at some point, after the events of the last one, Tony Stark is stuck in space. I think everything else, it's hard to tell what lines up with what, which, again, that's why I can understand why somebody may be like, I have no emotion about this yet. Because like you said, Trill, you're like, they're probably fucking with us. Like, more than likely, 99% sure they're probably fucking with us.
Yeah. I think some things yes and some things no. They have a lot of leeway to do what they want with it. You know, what about the picture that the Russo do they have a joint Twitter account, the Russo brothers, or is it just one?
Yep.
Yeah. What do we think about that? Is that like, you know, where it's like Steve and Stacy Smith on Facebook, and then Steve and Stacy's all like one word so they can avoid the rules?
That's one of those boomer freak things that I will never understand.
Like, yeah, they are like one entity, basically, which is like Phil Lord and Chris Miller. They have their own Twitters. Russo brothers, they don't have time for two. Just throw it on to one.
Might as well. I think everybody thinks of them as one entity. But somebody found the clue, which I think looking back on it was, I don't know if it was obvious because I didn't pick it out. But
So Ken Jack, you sent one to the group because it's a picture with a big ladder in the middle that is shaped like an A. And they said, like, look closely or something. And apparently if you, like, look at certain things, you can see the word endgame. And on each side of the picture, there are two things that look like the letter E. But you sent one, and then I saw one that looks a little different. Like, there's variations of how you can get it spelled. And I still think they're messing with us. I still think – because they haven't confirmed it at all. Now, it's pretty convincing, but they haven't confirmed at all that that's what they were talking about. They might have just been like, look, there's a fucking A here, right? Like Avengers. Like – yeah. Knowing them, like, they mess with people all the time, and they don't abuse their power, but they do in, like, a funny sense because they know how much control they have over people at this point. And they like to mess around. So, Yeah, I don't know. That was, you know what though? I feel like they're not going to comment. They're just going to let people have their fun at this point. Like, they dropped the trailer. They're in the clear now for a few months. Yeah, it was, there's a great video. If you want to break down, our boy, Mr. Sunday Movies, did a good one. Though again, there's not much to pull from this. Really. Some people speculate that Scott Lang at the end could be from the past or from the future. Obviously, Ronan, you see him in there. You assume that Linda Cardellini has passed in the Avengers or has been snapped, because the way the voiceover goes, he says, like, we've lost family, and they show Ronan. You see Thanos hanging out at his farm.
But Ronan's actually, like, hunting down Derek because his wife just left him. She's not actually dead. She's left Hawkeye because now she lives with him and he's not full-time anymore. He's just, he sucks to be around.
They do the pronoun game the whole movie, and they're just like, we got to kill him. I agree. We got to kill him. Yeah, right, Cap. And they show up for Thanos. They're like, wait, what the fuck? Where's Derek?
It's just him eviscerating some, like, poor guy that, like, works at Planet Fitness.
So he's in it. Cap's got a different haircut throughout the entire thing, it looks like. And then the only other thing is, again, Thanos. How does Tony Stark get off that ship, the Milano, which is the Guardians of the Galaxy, their ship? He's talking on one of his helmets that got ripped off by Thanos. He's with Nebula. I assume Captain Marvel saves him. That's going to be my assumption on that one. You see Thor briefly. Rocket is a little Bradley Cooper raccoon, is down on Earth, but you don't see him in the trailer, but he's definitely there. And then the only other thing is that there's a comic Easter egg of Thanos' armor as a scarecrow. And in the comic books, that's when his love interest, Death, shows up, apparently. This is according to comic book readers, Mr. Coley Mick. So that's a little
that, that became the big memeable moment from the trailer. The armor hitting the T pose.
I like a little tweet about it.
I like that Thor.
What is the T pose?
It's a Gen Z thing that they made up. Essentially, okay. You just do a T pose. You strike a pose on someone.
Okay, I get it. It's like the Cristo Redentor statue in Rio.
Yeah, that could be one. You could consider it that. I thought that you didn't like Sad Thor more than you liked the T-pose one.
We just lost our religious following on that one. I mean, there a couple of beeps in the trailer were pretty good. What did we did Celery Man in place of Scott Lang when Paul Rudd came in at the end. That came out really good. The John Cena. John Cena now plays Thanos. People got really upset about that, which was beautiful. And then we did the slap. Obviously, we did. We hadn't done the slap since the Aladdin trailer. People were begging for it, but we needed to dial back.
I actually got back on the machine and had to retweet that one.
You did?
Yeah, I retweeted it. Notice. You guys are too busy on your Saturdays having your Saturday for the boy, Darty.
Holy shit! Yeah, I didn't notice that. I thought I would have got a notification from the account when you did.
That's good. Trill, you actually did ask for it, I think, first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm craving it.
It's been a while since we've done the slap. I think we played it okay, because you can't do it too much. We did it for
sure. Because people have been like, I was expecting the slap for so many weeks now. And I was like, no. So, yeah. Glad we got that one off. Yeah, the Cena one was good. I did like the Thor rap battle one, because it looks like he's getting ready for a rap battle. That was a good meme. We weren't first on that one. Had a couple other things planned, but the trailer wasn't quite big enough. There wasn't enough reveals, so we'll wait until the next one, which will probably come out. I would probably say in February. I think it'll be a Super Bowl drop. I feel like they're going to put it during the Super Bowl.
The movie doesn't come out that long from now, if you think about it.
April, yeah, it got moved up, too. That's the other thing. Endgame, I like the title Endgame. They had long said that the name had not been uttered in the movie Infinity War. It was. It turned out they did say Endgame. I like it better than Annihilation. I think that's Endgame just makes sense.
I saw somebody dunking on this reporter because the reporter said, I talked to the Russos, and they said it definitely was not Endgame. And then they're like, huh, well, get your facts straight. And I just want to be like, dude, the directors lied to them. Like, what are you going to do? Like, what do you do?
And he's not.
These guys are notorious for being little tricksters.
He's a good comic book movie reporter, just a good critic, too. He always reports back when he goes to screeners. I forget his name. I feel bad for the guy because he got good intel. That just sucks. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, there also was somebody on the fucking the thread where they did the picture, and the like in September somebody spelled it out and said, okay, it looks like Endgame, and they replied and he's like, it's not going to be Endgame. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard. It's 100%. And then people were just dunking on him. Because Endgame's kind of, when I think Endgame now, I think of the Taylor Swift song. So I'm not the biggest fan of Endgame, but it is a Chess thing. So like they claimed it first. Chess had it before Taylor Swift.
I swallowed my pride and I made the Taylor Swift Endgame over the Avengers trailer video because a couple people tweeted it at us and I said, this is normie and this makes me feel gross, but I had to just went ahead and did it. Got a lot of interactions.
Endgame is one of her worst songs, I have to say. Big reputation. I've never heard of anyone having a big reputation. Like, is a big reputation actually a thing?
Would it just be good or bad?
Yeah, right. Like, is it a quantity? Is reputation a quantity? So I'm saying, like, I guess you could be more famous and more well known, but that's not necessarily reputation.
That's reputation, just being,
Yeah, just your fame level, your notoriety, and then reputation is good or bad, like the honor meter in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Arthur Morgan, we gotta play this here song Endgame, Arthur.
One last heist, Arthur. There's this purple guy living up on one of the moons called Titan, and he's just laying out his gold armor for the taking.
We're done, Jeff.
We're done, Jeff.
Yeah, that's Avengers. Coming out in April now. Earlier, though, we all kind of expected that. Avengers Endgame. Big trailer. Lots of fun. Trailer that was supposed to come out on Saturday. Didn't come out, which is probably for the best. Spider-Man Far From Home. Spider-Man Homecoming Far From Home 2. If you don't want anything spoiled with the new Spider-Man movie, it's not like spoilers per se, because they did say at an event and the trailer will come out. You could skip ahead. I'm just giving you the warning right now. So the trailer came out at the movie convention, I forget what it's called, in Brazil. The cast was there, or at least Tom Holland was there, along with Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal playing Mysterio, as we talked about in the last episode. There was a trailer description for what happens, and apparently Spider-Man is going off to Italy, I think. He's going overseas to Europe. And he's not bringing his suit. He gets a tranquilizer gun from Nick Fury and gets asked to help out. And he's like, hey, I need you. Sorry, I took you away from your classmates. He gets some sort of stealth suit that was teased. There's a picture of the stealth suit. And he fights the Elementals, which is like Hydra Man, Sandman, Molten Man. And he teams up with Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal's character, who's the expected villain, to fight these guys in the trailer. Also, apparently, Happy Hogan flirts with Aunt May. We'll get to that in a second. Potential budding relationship. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting because many people expected Mysterio to be the villain. Also, somebody said Mysterio could be creating these elementals, these illusions, to make it look like he is a hero. So he's doing this on purpose to allow him to save the day. So lots of interesting things out of this one, which would make it a much different bit of a villain and Spider-Man movie, or just Marvel movie in general. So what do you think about this? First off, I'm happy they didn't release the trailer yet, because I think Sony releasing it right after the Avengers trailer would have been stupid as hell. So at least they didn't do that, though I'm assuming we're still going to fucking see it this week. They also have another Spider-Man movie coming out. Why not promote your other Spider-Man movie? Spider-Man Far From Home comes out in fucking July. Just wait another month at least. Just my two cents. True.
Yeah, I think it can be attributed to the fact that Sony, that whole studio, is collectively an asshole. I don't want to say anybody in that studio is an asshole, but sometimes when a group of people get together who might be otherwise okay people, they form a gigantic asshole. And I think this is what could be happening here, because I get the feeling they just wanted to knock the wind out of the sails. They're like, well, you graciously let us have, didn't they? I don't know. Like, what was the deal with that? Like, Marvel basically, they got Marvel involved because they were making stinkers. I don't know. I just feel like it. I just feel like you're right. They could wait a little bit, maybe promote Into the Spider-Verse a little more and then drop it. I did like the Happy Hogan Aunt May thing. Ken Jack had a good tweet screenshot he sent about that. Yeah, Ken Jack, take it away.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember.
I'm just kidding. It was a very vulgar one. I'm not going to make you do it.
I don't remember.
We won't read it, but there is a it's a very funny tweet about I'm not going to read it.
I don't remember what it is.
Go search the Twitter handle at Rogue Spider. You'll find it. I'm not going to read it too much. Yeah, I just sent it again, Ken Jack.
Well, let me go see it first before I give my thoughts. Oh, yeah. No, I do remember this now. But I'll say this. I completely agree with Rogue Spider. I am on board with his and except it might get even worse than that. It'd be like the what was the one tweet that somebody had where they're like, Kim Kardashian, like, I would like drag my ass through like shredded glass to sniff your underwear. It's like something along those lines, but it'd be more like that.
Look, we get away with saying a lot of stuff here. This one, I think it's too much. This is the line.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
As far as the actual trailer goes, I think I echo what you guys are saying. And why aren't they promoting Into the Spider-Verse more? It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes through, except for that one dickhead loser fuckface guy. And that should be the one that they're pushing more than anything else. But instead, they're like, no, let's push this movie like fucking half a year ahead of schedule just to like fuck with Marvel. Like, why? Why?
Guys, all I know is the friendship between Tom Holland and Jake Gyllenhaal is fucking everything.
It's me.
Oh.
It's so me in 2018.
Yeah, the guy who did give Spider-Verse its first negative review on Rotten Tomatoes, he basically ran out of the theater and looked for the studio representative and yelled, sir, the visuals are hurting my eyes. It's giving me a headache, sir.
He probably has like epilepsy or something and doesn't realize it. Like, oh, I'm undiagnosed with what's that thing called? Not Crohn's. What's the tummy thing called where you can't eat gluten because it makes you poop a lot?
Celiac.
Yeah, that's like me with my undiagnosed celiac.
My 23andMe report says I'm at a greater risk of celiac disease. By the way, that's something I just got to watch out for.
Spider-Verse comes out this weekend. Must see. Nominated for a Golden Globe. Will be nominated for an Oscar. Might win Best Animated Picture. And the best part about the movie is the fucking animation. And this guy's like, he said it shouldn't have been let out the door. Sony shouldn't have let it out the doors. I mean, look, if you don't like the movie and what's in it, I totally get that. It's a comic book movie. If you don't vibe with Spider-Man, that's fine. But like, that's the one thing. That's one of those ones where I confidently say you're wrong. Like, objectively, you're wrong. Like, you are the only one saying it's not good. You are wrong. Maybe the movie content I can agree with you don't like, but the visuals are fucking insane for this movie. They're cool. But anyway, final thoughts on Spider-Man. Would you like if Mysterio is kind of a good guy throughout most of the movie and sets up the the side villains as his like illusion so he can become an Avenger or something? I think that's different. That's something that they haven't really done in the MCU.
I don't think so. He looks too evil. I can't imagine Mysterio with his giant fishbowl head as a good guy. It just doesn't make sense to me. Although I'm sure somebody's going to tweet me like the second the episode drops, like, oh, what about XYZ? He looks gross. He's a good guy. Like the Thing or something. I just think Mysterio looks, he's too evil looking.
What about Michael Chiklis?
Yeah, what about Michael Chiklis as the Thing? You think he looks good?
I'm going to keep it real with you, Chief. I don't really care.
No thoughts on Mysterio?
That's really early to drop your I don't care. We got a couple real bummer stories coming up.
I don't really care. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I trust them and what they're going to do with Mysterio. Good guy, bad guy. I'm sure it will be a compelling and good story. This is a science form. It's an art and a science. I don't think you can call something an art and a science, but I just did.
Okay, that's good. So now, because I have a prediction of where the I don't care comes. I'm just excited. All right, Spider-Man stealth suit looked okay. I guess it's cool. I don't know. Just don't release a trailer. You got a really good movie coming out. Promo that shit instead. Right? Like
it was so good. Such a good movie.
Far From Home comes out in fucking July. Just wait. And obviously, the biggest thing I would mention is the fact that it, the movie's existence alone spoils Avengers Endgame. So we all know that. Just hold off for a little bit.
But it takes place before that, right?
No, it takes place the exact end of an Endgame, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah. So that's Sony being their collective butthole again.
Yeah, nailed it.
What does
Far
From Home mean, though?
He's in, like, Venice or something.
Oh.
The titles for Spider-Man have been very literal. That one, he literally went to Homecoming. And this one, he's literally just Far From Home.
He left Homecoming very quickly. That was kind of a misnomer of a title part. He left the dance like maybe a minute after arriving.
Did he technically stop and stand still at Homecoming? Because if he just walked in and kept moving and left, I would venture to say he didn't even show up.
He kind of just stood there. He walked in the front door, said goodbye, said like, "I'm so sorry" to Mary Jane, or not Mary Jane, whatever the fake Mary Jane's name was, and then left. We should mash up that scene in Homecoming with the guy saying, "You ruined my moment" from Blockers.
That was very funny. Forgot about Breakdance Kid. Golden Globes nominations. We don't have to go too deep into these because we're going to talk about them when they actually happen. But a couple snubs I'll throw out there, and if any pique your interest, let me know. First Man, basically shut out, minus Claire Foy. Obviously, the Golden Globes doesn't have as expansive in terms of technical elements as the Oscars does. Widows got shut out completely. Nothing for C. McQueen, nothing for Viola Davis, and nothing for Daniel Kaluuya, who we noted was awesome with his character, his villain. First Reformed shut out. First Reformed, I think, Kendrick, you saw First Reformed too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good movie, Ethan Hawke. A lot of people love First Reformed.
That ending was crazy. That was a great pacing to that ending. It's amazing.
The big thing for me, and let's see if we all agree on this, Sam Elliott not nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I didn't like that. That was a big snub.
That was pretty wild. I guess maybe they're worried about, you know, remember when Mahershala Ali in the Oscars won and everyone was kind of pissed because he only had like 5 minutes of screen time? Maybe they're kind of worried about that because Sam Elliott maybe had like how many lines, you think? Like a paragraph's worth?
I don't know.
Yeah, it couldn't have been much, but like he left his mark on that movie.
I agree, 100%. Yeah,
sure did.
Would he be your snub? Obviously, by the way, Vice had a shitload of nominations. Mary Poppins, a ton of nominations. Both have not come out. Green Book, which I still loved Green Book, by the way. I think we'll eventually talk about that closer to the Globes, early January. But that has to be the biggest snub, right?
I think so. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that big of a snub, though. I can kind of get it.
Because of like how much time, you think, maybe? I can see that factor.
Yeah, it's like time, and I think, you know, while Star is Born is good, it's not like I don't think it's going to win Best Picture. So if it was like Best Picture actual contender and he was in it, I'd say maybe so, but I can kind of get it. But I would also make the case for him being nominated as well.
Obviously Black Panther was nominated. That was big news. I like Black Panther a lot. I think it might have, you know, eked in over a couple that I thought were a little better, but cool to see it nominated. That is neat that Black Panther got nominated. The Golden Globes is not a barometer at all for the Oscars, so anything that happens here, it will not predict the Oscars, so you can't really tell what will get nominated for Best Picture and what won't. The supporting actor category, by the way, was Mahershala Ali, Green Book, Timothy Chalamet, Beautiful Boy, Adam Driver, Black Klansman, Richard E. Grant, Ken Jack's Best Friend, Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Sam Rockwell, Vice, but we haven't seen Vice yet. So I thought Timothy Chalamet probably should have been taken off for our guy Sam Elliott, but nevertheless. Last little award show news piece before we get into our ad read. Kevin Hart out as the Oscars host. We don't have to get into that. But nomination for who to replace Kevin Hart, that was a whole controversy that lasted about 3 or 4 days. They have no host again. I just foresee them asking The Rock. I feel like they're on hands and knees begging The Rock. Please, Rock.
Yeah. I would say John Mulaney for my own entertainment, but mm-hmm. they need somebody safe, like The Rock.
I mean,
I like The Rock or Billy Crystal.
Bring him back.
How about, Ellen Pompeo and Yorma Taccone?
What about Ellen?
Ellen's was good and people liked Ellen's, but I don't know if she's more protected because of NBC than she was in the past. The Rock, I mean, I know they've asked if they've asked Kevin Hart, they've asked The Rock. So you got to figure he said no. I saw that this might open the door for them to ask our guy, even though he's on a different network.
Yeah. I mean, they got to suck up their pride at this point.
I don't see them doing
the Golden Globes balloon, Jerry. Welcome to the stage.
I don't see them asking Colbert, Colt Corden, maybe. Like I said, now it's opened up that they might do it, but I don't know. I just don't know. I do think The Rock, though, is along the lines of what they need. They need someone with high energy. They need someone with the following. They can't go about making this some sort of weird fucking risk because they need the ratings. I'm still going to watch no matter what. But
how about Hannibal Buress? Just a wild card funny person.
I don't think that's safe enough. They need somebody safe. Well, Hannibal Buress started the public awareness of the Bill Cosby.
Right.
Like, I mean, people knew before that, but like, I think he got up in a stand up set and he's like, everybody knows this and nobody does anything. And then people was like, yeah, that makes sense. That guy is a piece of shit.
That seems safe then, right? Wouldn't that make him a good person?
I think Hollywood wants to play it safe right now with everything that's gone on in the last 2 years. It's just saying, like, they don't need somebody who they can't, like you can count on The Rock to go in there and just read off the teleprompter.
Yeah, I could see, you're right, Hannibal Buress being like, you know what, it's a good time to expose this motherfucker. It's like seeing someone in the crowd just destroy someone or make a comment that doesn't sit well with Hollywood. Not that he would do it viciously, but like he wouldn't hold by it. I think The Rock, very by the book. He would stick to the script. For sure.
They picked Jason Momoa. What's up, everybody? Yeah.
Yeah.
How was his SNL last night, Jeff? You watched it.
His first two skits weren't bad. I was very surprised. His first one was like Elf on the Shelf and he was an elf that looks after a 13-year-old kid who just figured out how to masturbate. It's not like the most original thing in the world, but I kind of laughed. And then his skit was, it was something about like women are the breadwinners and 50% or more of the households now. And now that means stay-at-home dads need their own appliances. So it was like these crazy GE appliances that only men could work. And it was really over the top, but kind of funny, like a lawnmower vacuum cleaner in the house. I hate watch it, but I legitimately laughed out loud at a couple of things. Like, you know what? That's pretty funny. That's good.
That reminds me of the gig on in Popstar when they put Connor for Real's album on all those appliances. did that U2 thing happen before that? Was that like a direct rip off the U2 thing? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was good. There's a couple. There was a Game of Thrones skit that was unwatchable. So there was some bad stuff.
But, very timely.
Yeah, right? Yep. All right. Moving on to an ad read. Got to read an ad. First ad by Trill, get ready to make your pitch here. This episode is brought to you in part by Peter Millar. Fantastic clothing service. Peter Millar products are made from the finest quality materials and unparalleled construction. When paired with their attention to detail, Peter Millar is the most comfortable clothing you will ever wear. Peter Millar partners with the most skilled craftsmen and artisans in the world, never overlooking any detail, no matter how small. The quality of the buttons, zippers, stitching is best in class. And Trill, you can attest to the quality in zippers and buttons and everything because
I'm wearing a Peter Millar vest right now. I just put it on. It was on my ironing board, which is like my clothes valet. And I'm gonna tell you something. In this vest, in the left pocket, down by my tummy, there's a bottle opener. Peter Millar gives you. You not only get the vest, the quilted vest, which, by the way, goes with everything. Peter Millar hooks a bottle opener into here for your darties.
Damn.
Mm.
What about if the darties turn into weekday work days?
Well, okay, so if the darty turned into a night party, then this bottle opener would still work.
Ooh, okay. From workday to weekend, Peter Millar clothing is crafted so that you will be dressed well for every occasion. It's fantastic. Peter Millar is the go-to. Head over to petermillar.com/lights today and experience his quality for yourself. You'll see some of our favorite styles from Peter Millar. Be sure to use our link and you'll see complimentary shipping and a free fucking hat. A free hat. That's Peter Millar, MILAR.com/lights, petermillar.com/lights. Great clothing, head to toe. It all looks great. Quality is no bullshit either. This is not one of those, you know, we're pitching you some nonsense for cheap. Like, it's quality. You're paying for it. It's great quality. Complimentary shipping. You will not be disappointed, especially now, this time of the year, where depending on where you live, it can be a little chillier. No, you gotta dress up, dress, you know, for the occasion, whether it's work or going out. So Peter Millar covers both. All right. How about this, guys? How about this? Bumblebee. Yes. Bumblebee. Rave reviews. People love Bumblebee. Are you excited to see it now? Like, how does it change for you? I think it's still at 100% around Tomatoes after like 20 reviews. That's cool.
I'm actually excited to see it now because my expectations were so low. And to see people liking this, what was the review the other day? It said it was not only the best Transformers movie, but the Haley Steinfeld had a great performance. And the fact that they don't look like gigantic Cutco knives glimmering all over the screen makes it easier to follow. So I'm excited by that.
I'll take a page out of Trill's book and just say I don't care. I don't really care about Bumblebee. Transformers hasn't moved the needle for me in a long time. But I will note that there was a pretty funny scene in The Good Place where they have an axe that smells like Transformers. And like it just smells like the scent of when you watch Transformers, which I thought was very funny.
Rest in peace to Sam Witwicky.
Yeah.
Not canon that he died, but we never saw him again. So one can only assume.
Probably dead. Yeah. Bumblebee is basically the movie that fans of the 1980s animated series wanted all along, says Peter DeBruge of Variety. If that's a consensus, then I'll enjoy seeing it. I'll tell you that right now. We did an advanced screening at our local theater this weekend, and it was sold out like a week ago. So they say it's not amazing, but you know what? For what it is, to B+. So, you know, I guess I'm excited to see it. We did mention the trailer, though. Like, even you, Ken Jack, you know, you say you don't care, but we all three of us mentioned that it did look a little different. Like, it looked a little more true to feel of, like, what you would want or expect. So we kind of had it. Now, I'm not saying we predicted this, but we had a sense like, this could be something different, maybe. Especially because we all three of us watched very intently Transformers the last night and have that ingrained in our brains the rest of our lives.
I think the one thing that we all said that we were looking forward to in it is the fact that it's a smaller scale and that will maybe make it a little bit better because it'll be more about the relationships and the dialogue and like the character development as opposed to just giant CGI battles.
Yeah. So cool. Happy for that. Travis Knight apparently not doing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, but he was a name thrown out there. So you put together a cool movie, then even better. That's great. Then maybe throw him in something else one day. DC. Some big DC news. Aquaman smashed the box office in China. People loved Aquaman. Actually, Donnie asked if we had anyone coming on to review it. We don't. He may come on to review it. He saw it in China. He said it was a blast. He had a lot of fun with it. So Aquaman, the reviews online have been positive. They haven't had the review embargo lift yet, but people seem to like it. So Aquaman, big numbers in China. Again, DC does some weird shit. I don't know why this would just not be out everywhere. Like, you know, like Marvel, for the most part, usually lines things up, especially as of late with the Infinity War storyline wrapping up. Weird to have it out. I've seen that it leaked online. That's very strange that they would let that happen. But that's DC. They're still getting their feet wet. That's not a pun, I promise. But they are making a Plastic Man movie. Big news. Plastic Man, a superhero. Man was one of the first superheroes to incorporate humor into mainstream action storytelling. Is this your don't care?
Don't care.
This is my prediction. This is the one where I figured you wouldn't do it.
Give me one punch. Humorous.
He's like a humorous. Have you seen the picture of Plastic Man?
No, I'm gonna look him up right now.
I just sent it. He looks stupid as fuck.
I want this One Punch Man movie natural. I'm on board with you on that.
Plastic Man looked dumb, dude.
He was like he looks like an 80s music video guy. And then he has like a fishnet thing going on in the middle. It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like Plastic Man.
But So he's called Plastic Man, but he can like bend. So wouldn't he be like Rubber Man? Wouldn't that be a better name for him?
Or yeah, that's true. What's Mr. Fantastic? Is Mr. Fantastic? I guess that is just his name. Wasn't it like Elastoman, or is that? No, that was Elastigirl from Incredibles.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Fantastic, he can stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. This counts, right, folks?
I just sent this comic book cover of Plastic Man trying to lay a kiss on Superman.
Can we just put like a giant caption bubble over his head there and just say, "You mad, bro?" Because that's what it looks like he's saying right there. Just like something really redundant, like dumb 19 or 2010 troll language.
I hate Plastic Man.
I don't like. Can we make a parody song on Classic Man from Jidenna about this, though?
Oh.
Whatever.
Do you know?
I'm a plastic man. I stretch real far, and that's what my only power. I'm a plastic man.
I think you just created it.
I feel like I was there.
This is, I actually didn't know, this is the movie that Ben Schwartz wanted to play. He wanted to be Plastic Man.
Our boy?
Yeah, our boy.
Oh, wait, no. Sure. Who's the guy from Superstore?
No, it's Ben Feldman.
Close enough.
Oh, Ben by Schwartz the way.
From Parks and Rec.
Yeah, he's John Ralphio.
By the way, guys, we called it. We were way out ahead of everybody in the Superstore thing. People got to start watching this show. We figured this one out before most people, and I just want to congratulate us on finding a diamond in the rough.
Yeah. No one else talked about this. We were the first.
Yeah, you know, when just we had to sift through the TV guide to really find that Thursday night NBC time slot. But once we found it, we know where to look.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone even knows there's more than one season, but we're leading the charge here. We're the stands for Superstore. So Plastic Man got the big old don't care stamp. That's the one I predicted, by the way. The second I wrote that in there, I was like, I feel like all three of us aren't going to care about this one. Fuck Plastic Man.
Man. I don't. And, you know, there's a lot of comic book heroes. They don't need their own movie. There's a lot of really stupid. And they work in a comic book because it's a fucking comic book, right? It's just a comic book. Yep. There's a comic book for everybody. But you don't need a movie for Plastic Man.
That's how you know the Batman revival went wrong. Because now they're just like, ugh, we got to resort to Plastic Man. We got to go down the craziest road possible.
Did Batman? Are you saying Batman kicked this whole thing off?
Well, I think
kind of did. I mean, Batman Begins was like 2005, and then
the Batman Superman, the road that kind of started unwinding after that movie came out.
Where they're just like, well, you should make it more lighthearted, like Shazam. Well, how about Plastic Man?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, we can be funny. Yeah.
You guys want to see us be lighthearted? We could be real fucking lighthearted.
Now, how about Men in Black? Men in Black International, first picture. I also didn't know it was called Men in Black International. Did we just find that out when this picture came out?
I found it out. You just said it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just learned.
Which, obviously, Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth, they are both not from the United States. Well, actually, Tessa Thompson's not from the United States, right?
I'm pretty sure she is.
She is from L.A. Does she have an accent in Thor?
Yeah, she has an English accent. I thought she was English for a little while, too.
That's why. Anyway, Men in Black International, I assume the conceit of the movie is that they are Men in Black, but not in the United States. I feel like that's pretty easy to take from that. Picture looks kind of cool. It's hard to look at it and not think Thor Ragnarok, which is kind of weird. But I don't know. They look kind of cool. I'm not. Again, this is not a movie that's going to blow my mind. And I think we all have our stance on this from many moons ago when we said we wanted this to be the 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover. But they look cool together. It's not that I couldn't see it from the beginning because, again, they were literally side by side in Thor Ragnarok, but they look kind of cool together in this.
I think the success of this movie is going to depend on how cool they can and how funny they can make the aliens. Because in the first couple Men in Black, you had a pug who talked, and that just really hard to top.
And Tony Shalhoub.
Right.
Johnny Knoxville, really hard to top.
Right.
Men in Black 3 was a huge stinker. So
terrible.
Maybe they did. I mean, this is a good thing because that was bad. You had the gang came back for that one.
Yeah, he really did. I agree with you. Men in Black 3, I think that was maybe one of the last bad movies Josh Brolin did. Because then he had a real renaissance.
Hex, Jonah Hex, did too, but that was it.
Those are like similar, like I think almost around the same year as well. And then after that, No Country for Old Men, and then a bunch of really good roles. So good for him. And I agree with you, Cho. It's going to depend a ton on the tertiary characters and how well they're able to write them. And I think there's a lot of room for it to be successful in that way, but they just need really good comedy writers.
Yeah, I rewatched Infinity War. Man, Brolin is so fucking good as Thanos. Yeah, it's just an awesome character. Great fucking character. Men in Black 3 did stink. That was a bad movie. Also, I'm really curious if Will Smith makes a cameo in this one. What do you think the chances are that Will Smith makes a cameo? I think it's pretty fucking high.
Too busy doing YouTube Rewind. That's
I don't feel like he would.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you'd fit that in without that overshadowing the entire movie.
For sure not Tommy Lee Jones. No chance whatsoever.
Do you know Tommy Lee Jones with Al Gore's roommate?
Yes.
That's wild, man.
It is kind of crazy because I don't consider them the same age. I would have thought Al Gore was actually a little bit younger.
Oh, for sure. I would have thought Al Gore 10 years younger, which I know Al Gore is older. But also, the thing is, though, if you look at Al Gore now, it makes sense. But the Al Gore in my head will always be the Al Gore from the year 2000. It's like he's never aged since that. So he just looks that young in my eyes. So
it always pisses me off when you have somebody like Tommy Lee Jones who like is like badass and from Texas and his name Tommy Lee Jones and just looks like him. And then you find out like they went to Harvard.
Right.
So it's like unfair. It's like you need to. No, it doesn't fit my preconception of what a Harvard man is.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
the least gritty place possible.
Well, that's like in a different vein, Conan going to Harvard, like someone as funny as Conan to me, who's also that fucking smart. Like that just seems unfair to me, though.
Yeah, but a lot of those like Simpsons writers and stuff came from Harvard. So that's more understandable for me. But it's like you find out like a lot of actors, like I think Jason Sudeikis, I forget where he went. Like they went to really good schools.
I think he went to Northwestern.
Yeah, that's a good school.
Hmm. So did Seth Meyers. I might be wrong.
Did he go to Kansas? Maybe.
He's a Kansas fan.
Okay.
The big Missouri guy, I thought. Or no, Kansas City. Yeah, he's a big Kansas City fan or Kansas everything fan.
He might have just gone to Kansas. I don't know why I thought Northwestern.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Maybe I'm thinking of who's the guy I always think about instead of Ed Helms? I don't know. They're the same person to me sometimes.
Doesn't Ashton Kutcher have like a dual major in like biochem or something and another subject? I forget what, but I remember reading that and not being very surprised just because my main exposure to him was Kelso.
Did you know that he has a stake in Uber?
Yes, I didn't.
Or Twitter?
Twitter, I didn't know.
Actually, I think Uber he didn't get in on. I don't know. I forget. But I know he has a stake in Twitter.
Like Dolph Lundgren? Dolph Lundgren went to MIT or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Maybe not. University of Sydney, Royal Education of Royal Institute of Technology.
Huh.
Oh, no, wait. No, Lundgren was awarded the Fulbright scholarship to MIT. He decided to become lovers with Grace Jones instead of going to MIT, I guess.
So, what a couple they were. They were such a power couple.
Right, the right decision. Worked out well for him.
I'd say.
Kids, drop out of school.
Get out.
Story. Yeah, just get out.
Two more news stories. James Gunn got a new movie called Brightburn with Julie Bowen and Roy from The Office. Looks like a classic old James Gunn pre-Guardians of the Galaxy type movie. It's like kind of got a superhero thriller horror vibe. I don't know how to feel about this one. Looks interesting, I guess, but also it reminds me of like Chronicle and then what was the Super 8, the other one?
Oh, God.
It doesn't feel too crazy and different, but it's James Gunn. So if you like James Gunn movies, I can see this being right up your alley. Trailer was interesting, I guess. I mostly got fixated on the fact it looked like a Modern Family and Office crossover, but.
Hey guys, when you find out Roy is in the movie, GIF of Michael Scott. No! No!
Damn it, dude. There's definitely someone that's tweeted that already. I can almost guarantee you.
Hang on. Let's look.
No!
Let's see. I'm going to search. Okay, title of the movie is Brightburn. And since nobody, including me, knows what the actor Roy's real name is, though I'm sure many people do. Brightburn.
What was the song in the scene in Bright with the shooting? Was it Imagine Dragons or Bastille? No, Bastille was the song by the band that was did that. What is it, Troll?
The song is called World Gone Mad.
Yeah, so it was Bastille. So as long as Bastille is in Brightburn, maybe I'll be interested. Other than that, it's horror, so couldn't really be bothered.
It's not Julie Bowen. I don't know why I said that, by the way. It's Elizabeth Banks. So everything I just said about Modern Family is completely fucking wrong. Ignore everything I just said about that. But it is Roy from The Office.
Do you guys remember when they had the doggy style sex scene on Modern Family?
Did you make that up?
No.
It wasn't like really. So the kids caught the Phil and Claire having sex, and they were doing it doggy style. It was like, yeah. Here, let me Google that.
You know what? In the movie Dawn of the Dead, the one in the mall from like 2005, the actor who plays Phil also is a priest, and he has a scene where he's having doggy style sex with somebody. I remember very vividly because I was a horny teenager.
Here, I'm going to give you the screenshot.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see here.
Oh my God. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait. No, that's prone bone, dude. That's not even doggy style.
Look, I don't know what it is.
She's on her stomach, so that's prone bone.
There's two Modern Family results for this one, and everything else is not safe for work in Google.
Not shocked.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ken Jack, James Gunn horror thriller. Does that make you more excited for a horror thriller, or still no?
No, that's like I was saying before. I don't care about horror movies enough, even if it is James Gunn, who did make one of my personal favorite movies of all time, Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just not a genre I've ever been too interested in. And I think adding a kid always makes something creepier in horror movies because kids are inherently very creepy, but I'm just not very scared by it. It does remind me of Super 8. That was a good comparison.
All right, last bit of news. Rami Malek, this is likely not going to happen, but he was eyed as a villain or the villain for Bond 25. Interesting route. I don't think I can think of another young looking villain for Bond like that, who looks like super young. Like Bond villains always seem older and grittier. I'm sure I'm wrong. There's a million Bond movies. Well, 24. And I just can't think of one. However, interesting idea to have Rami Malek play a villain. I feel like there's something you could do there that's different. Change it up from what's felt like at least with Spectre, he wasn't a great villain. Christoph Waltz, I think that's part of the reason why that movie wasn't great. He felt very cliched, and he is a villain that has existed, Blofeld, in the universe of James Bond before. But Rami Malek could have been an interesting idea. Mildly on board with that one.
I'm fine as long as he's like a stone cold killer and just like a really bad guy. But if he's like some evil social media CEO or something like that, like I can easily see them. Cause what was the Tomorrow Never Dies where they did this, like the head was like a media company and it was like this weird amalgamation of Steve Jobs and Rupert Murdoch. You remember that?
Was it that one or was it Die Another Day?
It might've been Die Another Day. It was one of them. I couldn't pick out those movies from a lineup, but if they do it where he's like, this like they tie in his youth to some like bullshit like internet thing, like almost like a, I don't know, you know what I'm trying to say, I'd be very mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well, because I mean that it is like a Mr. Robot type thing too, like you don't want them just pull on the strings of like a Mr. Robot for Rami Malek just because that's what he was in, you know.
I think it just has to be hard to make him into a villain, right? Because so he's like a smaller, little like daintier type of dude, so you can't make him like a scary, like overpowering type villain. You need to make him
he's 6'8", dude.
Rami Malek is 5'9".
No, look it up.
He's not okay. But he is just a very small fellow, and you can't make him into like a scary, like overpowering guy, like I said, and you can't make him into a smarter, like deception type guy without thinking like me just immediately assuming Mr. Robot, like, and that immediately coming to mind. So I think it's hard for me to disassociate him from that role.
He's 6'8". The guy who played Brian May in Bohemian Rhapsody is 7'9".
Yeah, they're all just that much taller.
Rami Malek went to University of Evansville. I feel like that's more fair.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Also, I didn't... I guess I didn't know where he went to school. I have no guess. He seems like a USC kind of guy, though.
They probably named the student union after him.
For sure. Prior,
Evansville, University of Evansville.
Yeah, the Brian May Student Union after Rami Malek.
That makes sense.
A little update on the Fantastic Beasts bet. Obviously, if Fantastic Beasts 2 hits $1 billion, I have to eat a candy bar off the back of a Times Square Elmo. Folks, that's not happening. It's just not going to happen. It is slowly but surely falling farther and farther behind. Actually, not slowly. Fast, very quickly falling behind the box office total of Fantastic Beasts, the original one. The 24-day total for the first Fantastic Beasts was about $200 million. For Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald, it's $145 million. They're saying Grindelwald is only going to clock in about $600 million, which would be about $200 million less than Fantastic Beasts. So, look, I'm not doing the victory lap yet, but this movie wildly underperformed, it sounds like. So. You have to find a new bet for me to have to eat candy off the back of an Elmo.
Wait, what? Sorry. Was it on the back of an Elmo or was it just off the Elmo? Are you kind of projecting something here?
Ooh. Schrodinger, that's what we call Schrodinger's Freudian slip.
Wait, so we said you have to eat it off the Elmo. I was just imagining you just put it on his arm, but or are you thinking about eating the candy bar off his ass or something?
No, off his back, like wipe it on his back and then from his, I don't know.
Oh, God.
What?
I just didn't think it would involve Elmo on his back or on, like, just,
no, I just said you take the candy bar, you wipe it on his, like, his literal back, not his asshole, not his ass, his back.
But why wouldn't you just wipe it on his arm?
Elmo like back shots.
That's a safety reason. If you fucking touch them and they see you, they will all attack you at once.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Physically hand it to him in his hand and like off the glove, like take the glove and hand it to skin contact, and then eat that. And I thought the way you were describing it, like rub it on his back until it melted and.
Oh no. Oh God, no. No, I was just, I think I said that when I first said it. Like, because I would never go up to the front of them face to face and touch them with my finger or like any object because they will kill you. Those people don't fuck around.
Sure, he wouldn't want to touch fronts or rub fronts rather.
I don't get it.
It's from Big Mouth, dude. Do the thing. Do the thing.
Little mouth, fool.
It is unreal how good that impression is.
Anything else before we get into our last topic here?
Yeah, I have one thing.
There it is. Okay, so two things quick. One, this episode is brought to you in part by the Barstool Sports Store. 50% off our holiday collection. Today only, get half off ugly sweaters, ornaments, Santa, and winter hats. Look your best at Christmas parties and bling out your tree with this sale. It says T's own ugly sweater. We don't have one. Order today and get it in time for Christmas. Go to store.barstoolsports.com to get yours today. Just go buy something. Buy one of our shirts. We were supposed to have a Balloon Jerry shirt. I don't think that's been approved yet. That was an email I actually sent. I actually sent an email on the urging of Coley. He goes, just ask Erica. And so I sent the email. In the subject line to Erica goes, our CEO, for those who don't know Barstool, says Balloon Jerry shirt.
Yo, we're in a weird place with our shirts because there's very little we can do that just isn't straight up copying intellectual property. And we're not big enough for that's like justified.
Yeah, correct. We're in a weird spot. We'll get there eventually, though. It's also like the least of our worries, honestly. We'd love to sell merch, but it's funnier to make fake Denny menus, and which we got to talk about in a second, and slap videos and other shit like that. So, but go to the Barstool store and support the brand. Speaking of which, last week we talked about a fake Denny's menu, for movies a la the Han Solo and Hobbit Hole menus. Ken Jack went about making a fantastic list of fake movie items. We put together a graphic. The link to the graphic will be in the description. What I want everyone to do, or what we want you to do, is to take that and tweet it at Denny's and say whatever you want. I don't care what it is, but just say, so excited for the Golden Globes menu. Or, you know, tweet the graphic at them and mention which one you want to eat the most, whether it be the Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Other items include, let's see, what'd you whip up here, Ken Jack? You have the Mary Queen of Tots, Super Califragilistic XBL of Fries, Mary Jalapeno Poppers, Eel Armstrong, which sounds like fried eel for First Man, Oyster Erased, Jackson Maine Lobster, Freddie Moore Curry, and Green Bok Choy. So lots of options. Make sure to tweet this graphic. It's in the description at Denny's, and tell them you're excited for it. And let's see if we can piss Denny's off. Trill's favorite account on the internet.
So good, dude. The way they just own people. Very, very, very healthy relationship between consumers and company.
You can find the link. Whether the link is going to be in a tweet or a link to download directly, I don't know. Find it in the description. Tweet it at Denny's.
Well, I don't think Denny's was ever that bad. I think it was Wendy's that started getting a little too aggressive.
Steak'em is bad too. And we actually talked about Steak'em the other day.
Steak'em, though, I don't think Steak'em's real.
Oh, really?
They're verified.
Yeah, but I think that was a... I don't know. The history with Steak'ems actually is very, very long and fraught.
I agree. The Steak'ems Blessed thing, I was like, they're right. This is obviously a fake account. But then they're verified after, like, while the account was under that name.
So Weird Twitter had a, they had a beef with Steak'ems back in like 2014, I want to say, 2013, 2014. And by then it was definitely being managed by somebody at Steak'ems. But this was back when, you know, social media was just like a picture of the item. It's like if you like Steak'ems. And everybody was like telling them to follow them or something. And they just blocked a bunch of people. And then they had like a rebranding, and it might actually be Steak'ems, but I don't mind Steak'ems too much just because of, I know the history with Steak'ems, but something where it's like Wendy's, where they feel the need to just be so callous towards their loyalist fans. Remember when IHOP changed their name to IHOB and everyone thought they were actually changing their name?
Yeah. A lot of people.
Despite there being like no actual evidence or any legal filings indicating as such,
people are very stupid.
That's why I had to log off. Shit was starting to actually poison me.
Don't forget, you still owe us a trouble smocking.
No, I know. I'll do that. I mean, we were brainstorming ways to do it last night, but I think
we were. There was a crazy idea thrown around.
Yeah, I think if you're online too much, it's easy to get super cynical and get poisoned by it. So I recommend a healthy balance. Cause I was in it so much that like for most people, it's like just kind of like, you know, being miles away from a nuclear radiation factory. But I spent 30 years in Chernobyl with how much I was in it.
That's true. That's true. You were very logged on.
I was very logged on. When in like 2014 and 2015, I was super logged on.
Spot on, sir. I feel like that makes complete sense, though.
Yeah, I'm funniest. And then I highly recommend talking to a therapist. And this is another mental health thing. And like, then I got medicated and I got less funny. I don't say that as a joke, but I'm just saying, like, I think a lot of the anxiety and general, like, whatever I had manifested itself in just a weird shit. I don't have that anymore.
Well, that's good. Hey, if you not being miserable and being happy, also enjoying your family and child, means no smocking tweets. And you know what? We have plenty of old smocking tweets to go back to.
I think I still have the capacity to enjoy it, but I just need to enjoy this period of my life where it's just been so, like, especially with the baby, where everything's so innocent and like it just being online during that feels like you're so cynical. And then you have to shift to this like pure life form that has no ill will or ill intention. Need the worst thing they do is cry and keep you up like 8 hours a night. Anyway, sorry, I'm rambling.
No, that's a well said dad thought.
Let's get on. Well said.
All right. Top five movie items you'd want for Christmas. So we've done the prop thing before. That's where the infamous Tom Cruise fake ass thing came from. But we're just talking actual movie items. So things that work. You don't get the powers. Like if you get like a wand from Harry Potter, it doesn't mean that you're fucking Harry Potter. But I guess in a sense, you could learn how to use it. So plenty of options here.
You don't get the powers. So it's just the thing.
No, the thing works. Like if you get the wand, it works. But like, I mean, you Turl Bonds, unless you're a wizard and we don't know it, you'd have to learn how to fucking use it.
Got it.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you got a spaceship, you'd also need to think about somewhere to dock it and to keep it.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Got it. Just throwing that out there for Ken Jack.
All right. We're not bringing this back to the fucking Millennium Falcon debate of 2017.
Well, Ken Jack, I'll let you start off. Number five.
Man, I didn't do this list very well. I did it while we were doing this. But my number five is Bag End. So Bilbo gives Frodo all of Bag End when he leaves Hobbiton. And so I want that. I want the Hobbit houses, except I would rebuild them and make them human size.
Just like the whole area?
Yeah.
Just build a normal village. Why don't you just...
Well, it wasn't really a village as much just Bilbo's estate. You don't get the entirety of the village.
Why would you want his estate, but not in the original condition? You're destroying the value if you make him human-sized.
Well, I'm saying I want it to be human-sized. I want that. I want that same exact house, except human-sized. I can't do it if the ceilings are 4 feet high.
I want to see the value in the property.
I want to build Legoland, but I want to actually build the structures in Legoland.
I want to build like the Legoland building, Empire State Building, except it's just the Empire State Building.
Okay, got it.
My number five, I'm going to start small because they do gradually work up to being crazier items. I'm going to go simple, little desk ornament and Turbo Man doll. Bring it in, put it on your desk. You can brag about it. It's the Turbo Man from Howard Langston. So Turbo Man is my cliche pick there. Trill, what's your number five?
My number five, I'm going to start number five. This is a catch-all. I want the lamp and the genie from Disney's Aladdin. Because it's easy to use. I can definitely use that thing. And the Disney genie, there's no catches. It's not like that bullshit monkey paw thing where it's like, I want $1 million. And then it's like, you shall have $1 million. And they transport you to a desert island. No, I get whatever I want.
Hmm. Why not just wish for, why not just ask for like the genie itself? Why specifically the...
You got to have the lamp and the genie because you can put the genie back into the lamp. I wouldn't want that annoying motherfucker out all the time.
All right.
Genie. I have to change my number.
Oh, hey, I'm the genie. What are you doing?
It's Robert Dangerfield.
Genie, trying to whack off.
Oh. Why is your genie Ronnie Dangerfield?
I don't know how to do a Robin Williams. Rest in peace.
I have to change my number one. I had Lamp Genie at number one, but I changed mine. I don't want to copy you. Audience. That's smart. Yeah, you went out of the gate top. That's very smart. Audience picked Stuart Little's car at number five.
Yes.
That's also good. That's a desk toy. You put that on your desk. If you get a small little mouse friend, you can use it. But
get Stuart Little's car, but make it human sized. Right, Joel? So in fact, it's just a car.
I would like a 1967 MG Roadster.
Kenjack, number four.
My number four is the Infinity Gauntlet, assuming I would be able to use it.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, then 100% the Infinity Gauntlet. You could do anything. I'd probably just kill everybody.
Wait, I guess – no, because I guess the gauntlet is what allows you to harness the stones. Because if you touch the stones, you're not a god or you're not immortal, so you would maybe evaporate. I don't know. That's a risk. That's a risk you're going to have to take.
That was also only the Power Stone. Like, the Tesseract could be handled. Like, all the other stones are pretty much, like, fair game for the most part. But you're correct in that the Infinity Gauntlet you can just use. Like, it's the whole, it's like a focal thing for the power of the Infinity Stones.
And if you can't use it, again, pretty cool thing to have on your desk. You can show
it is. We made one out of jewel pods, at the office today.
It's very funny looking. Very funny. We need to break that out again at some point. Take that out like in the city.
Yeah.
My number four is Luke's green lightsaber. I thought about the red one, but the red one, you could scare people away. I like the green lightsaber. I don't like the double-sided lightsaber. That just feels like something bad's bound to happen if you have the double-sided lightsaber. Something's going to go wrong with that.
What would you use it for?
I don't know. Cool toy to show people, and I guess you can protect yourself. I mean, someone comes in, I'm probably going to, if someone breaks into my house, I'm probably going to be in good shape.
Sir, it's not a toy. It's actually a weapon, and you need to have it properly maintained, and you should probably get an ACOG sight for it, sir.
Trill.
My number four is actually Luke's green lightsaber. I said very specifically Luke's green lightsaber.
Are you serious?
wow. I'm going to think of another one. I'm going to put in the Barbasol can full of dinosaur cum.
From Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Would you, is that a re-gift? Yeah. Would you sell that? Or how would you, what would you do? Well, not a re-gift, you would sell that?
Yeah, if you could sell dino DNA.
The dino ropes.
Audience picked the remote from Click. Bad pick. We saw things went really bad for him when he'd used that remote. It's a bad pick.
I think this Brachiosaurus ate some pineapple earlier.
Ken Jack, number three.
My number three is Air Bud. But I want him to be immortal. Is that allowed?
No.
Oh, all right. So I want Air Bud.
A dog is a gift. Okay.
Yeah, I want Air Bud as a puppy, full lifespan, and he want him to have all the skills of every Air Bud, so he can play every sport.
Okay. All right. So you get him as a puppy then, because I'm pretty sure the actual Air Bud died quickly after that movie was done being filmed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right. It's a good pick. My number three is the Book of Secrets. Just the whole Book of Secrets. Feel like I could do a lot of things with that Book of Secrets and use it as power to have leverage over people. So
the Book of Secrets, chapter one, page one, Richard Greer actually did have gerbils up his ass. That's the first secret in the Book of Secrets.
Trill, what's your number three?
My number three is Polly's robot.
Yes.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Polly.
How would you reprogram it to say happy birthday, Trill?
Happy birthday, Trilly. Oh, geez. Thanks, Polly's robot.
Go back in the closet now.
Polly didn't even like the robot.
So I would store my Barbasol can in him.
Audience number three, Red Ryder BB gun.
Boo.
It's a fucking BB gun. at least wish for a real gun.
Yeah, like the BFG from Doom or something.
Your number three pick. I know I picked Turbo Man Doll, but that was my number five. That's like the stocking stuffer. Mm. I went simple. Fucking Red Ryder. Kenjack, number two.
My number two is a group of Oompa Loompas. So it can be, I think, anywhere between 5 to 10. So they tend to me in my day-to-day life.
The ones from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or the ones from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah.
Not the one played by Deep Roy?
Nope, not the one played by Deep Roy.
I watched that movie today, and it didn't age well. It wasn't good at the time. I thought that like the quirks they gave to like Willy Wonka were so like epic bacon win, like that it was like cringy.
Terrible. I fucking hate that movie. And we talked about it earlier, and I mentioned that it's like critically not acclaimed, but people like the movie. Like it was well received, which I don't get. Mind blowing. I picked for my number two the Iron Man suit.
That's pretty neat.
That's awesome thing to have. Probably the nanotech one, even though he got stabbed in it. So not that exact one, but like another version of it. Trill Bonds, what's your number two?
I think the memory eraser from Men in Black.
Oh.
That'd be kind of neat. I don't know how I'd use it. It'd be nice to have.
Yeah, you never know.
But like you can't selectively delete parts of your memory. You don't just wipe out parts, like the entirety section, right? Or can you? I don't remember.
No, I don't know. Because what I would do is I'd wish for two wishes on the genie, and then I'd wipe his memory and then keep on wishing for shit.
Smart. All right. I like that. For more Barbasol cans. Audience number two, the Nimbus 2000.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I like that. Although, why not just get like a port key or something else magical that can instantly transport you somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. It's their pick, not ours. Ken Jack, what's your number one?
I'd want the intrinsic field generator from Watchmen so I could be turned into Dr. Manhattan so I'd be jacked and have a huge penis.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's
Why do you need the Infinity Gauntlet then?
Well, I want all of it. I want all of these things, including Air Bud.
You look like some fucking creative player.
It's my Game Master Anthony skin. My original pick when I wrote this list was the Cubano from Chef, but then when you guys started rattling off things, I switched my pick.
I wish that was your number one. Just one Cubano. Just one.
A single Cubano, and I finish it and nothing happens. Like when Patrick runs out of quarters in that dream episode of SpongeBob. Very good reference that everyone here gets.
My number one changed from Lamp Genie to Blank Check from the movie Blank Check. Just give me the Blank Check. And I'll make it a lot more money than that dumbass did. Trebon's number one, and then the audience number one, which I'm going to have you guys guess. But
is it out there? Or would we guess it?
I'll give a hint. I'll give a hint. But here, what's your number one?
Ryan Gosling's coat from 2049.
Ooh, yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay. That sounds like an actual wish. Like I feel like you almost said that loud so your wife could hear that.
No, there's no way I could ever pull that off. But we're living in this fantasy world where I can wish the genie to be able to tell the genie I want to be conventionally attractive and not look like a fucking Mickey Mouse looking. Mike Coach K looking potato man.
You know how you would be able to be that tall and elegant enough to wear that coat if you were Dr. Manhattan and you could take any shape you want.
All right, so Ryan Gosling's coat, number one for the audience. Number one is an actual you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna say what it is. Give me a random guess though. Just guess anything. It's in a movie, it's something from a movie from the 2000s.
Tom Cruise's fake ass.
No. I didn't allow it. That did get a lot of votes, but that was not a fictional movie item. So from 2010 and on. And it's very, very attainable. You could buy something. You could buy this. Something like this.
Unobtainium?
No. Oh, it's a prop, you said?
Leaning around toy.
Ooh. You can buy something like it, huh? What genre is the movie?
Comedy.
And it's a continuing comedy series, or it was like a movie released?
There's been two of them.
Two movies in the series, and it's comedy, and it's a prop and or toy. Huh.
When was the first one released?
Let me look. Hang on. It was released... Ah, fuck. There's actually a funny reason why it wasn't the first thing that came up when I searched it. First one was released in 2012. Second one was released in 2015.
Huh.
Let me think some more. This is bad radio, I know, but I feel like it's on the...
No, it gives the audience a little time to guess.
Ah, fuck.
Oh. I think it's a terrible pick, by the way, too.
Oh, and it's a bad pick? Oh, god damn it.
Channing Tatum's bulletproof vest from Magic Mike?
No. Much more grounded than that. Far, far more grounded. A character from Avatar is in these two movies.
Sigourney Weaver.
Is that the character?
No.
Oh, fucking Ted?
Yes, Ted.
Oh. Fucking talking bear. Why would you want that?
Why would that be the number one pick? That was the one picked by the majority of the audience.
It's like a talking dumb bear that works as a fucking greengrocer. Why would you want that?
Kenjack has small from another planet creatures, a dog that plays sports, a glove that can end the world, an entire property, then this thing that can turn you into an invincible blue person, and then the audience has a BB gun and a teddy bear.
That's like just an awful 1-2 punch. They're 1-2 picks. That's awful. Tro, what do you think?
He's not really a thing, right? And established in the second movie, he was declared to be a not property, right? In the court case?
Yeah.
So. What?
Wait, so like you can't pick him because he's an individual?
Yeah, right? He was established to be a. I guess if I'm going to say the genie, then that's.
I picked the Enchilupas.
Yeah, that you're right. All right, whatever. I'll allow it, but I think that would get annoying after a while.
I literally picked an entire race of outer space potato men.
Well, the Oompa Loompas were given a full backstory in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which actually is highly problematic.
Yeah.
Pay
attention to that.
Like, I was watching it today. I was like, holy shit. Because it was like, Willy Wonka's character is like, oh, I was exploring and they just lived in the most miserable conditions. And I made a deal with them to work at my factory and they loved it. I'm like, ooh.
Fuck that movie. I say that with confidence.
The whole dad subplot, too, was very bad tacked on. With Christopher Lee, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Rip Christopher Lee.
Huge rip.
Yeah.
The only person in the world that I've met J.R. Tolkien.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Didn't know that. Anything else before we wrap this up?
I think we should wrap it up. That was a good episode.
It was fun.
Dino DNA.
We said dino cum, to be fair.
It wasn't what it was, right? But I can fill in the blanks.
They were not shooting blanks. I'll tell you that for a fact.
All right. That's it. Well, we'll figure out what we're going to review. We'll put it on a vote on Twitter and Reddit maybe, or we'll just end up picking, which is what I'm assuming we're going to do.
Well, they were all female dinosaurs, right? So couldn't have been. Fuck. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Dude, girls come too. It's 2018. I don't know if you know this. I know this for a fact, but I'm sure you'd have never heard of this before.
He's older, remember.
I'm going to bite my tongue on that one because I have a joke.
Oh, all right. Say it off pod.
Dino pee. Because squirt is pee.
Yep.
Can't get true. I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Have a good week at the box office.
I don't care what the neighbors say. Christmas time is near. I don't care what anyone says. Christmas is full of cheer. All I know is the Santa's sleigh is making its way to the USA. I wish it was Christmas today. Sleep.